In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. O admirabile commercium. O admirable commerce. O wondrous exchange. Or in good old English, what a deal. As the sun sets on the last day of any given year, and before the sun even rises, on the first day of the next, Holy Mother Church puts these very words on the lips of her priests during the divine office. O admirabile commercium. Oh, what a deal that God would become man in order that man could be with God. On this octave day of Christmas, and at the beginning of a new year of grace, that infant child extends his hand to you to offer you not only the deal of a lifetime, but the deal for eternity. Will you accept his offer? What is this exchange? What is this commerce between God and man that would allow us as poor sinners to be purified and made an acceptable people for God in all of eternity? Look no further than the Blessed Virgin Mary, whom we honor today in a very particular way in the Holy Liturgy. What did she do? What was asked of her? Mary, give me your humanity. Give me your flesh, your blood, and I will give you my divinity to dwell in you. I will become flesh. I will become blood, and I will pour that blood out for you and for the remission of all sins. I will give to you eternity if you give me yourself in time. As our mother and as our model, this very day you are presented, dear faithful, with this deal, with this exchange. Give to Almighty God your humanity, and he will give to you his divinity. Give to Almighty God for these next 365 days your time. And in exchange, he will offer you his eternity. Isn't it beautiful that after such a year as 2020, we would begin this new year of grace, 2021, on a first Friday? The first Friday that honors and adores the Sacred Heart of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Give to me your hearts, and I will give you mine. Give to me your love. Give to me your body. Give to me your blood, and I will give to you mine in exchange. And I will not be outdone in generosity. Give to our Lord all that you have, Do not be stingy with the God who has given you everything. Give it back to him, and he will multiply it eternally. And if you are afraid, or if you hesitate to offer to our Lord what it is that he first gave to you, then begin at least by offering him the only thing that you have that he did not first give to you: your sins. Our sins, dear faithful, are the only things that truly belong to us. And our Lord asks of us to give them to him, to throw them into the furnace of his divine heart, to cast them and abandon them into the fire of his love. And in return, he will give to you the very thing that only he can give to you: his infinite and divine mercy. Your sins for his forgiveness. O admirabile commercium. Oh, what a deal. Give to our Lord this year everything that you have: your prayers, your works, your joys, and your sufferings. Bring to our Lord humbly your sins. Lay them at the feet of the manger, and you will see that you are in good company. For what is it that surrounds our Lord but straw, fit for the fire of his love? Bring to our Lord with the Magi, who will arrive in a few short days, the treasures of your heart, and he will give to you the eternal treasure of his most sacred heart, that we may adore it now in this world and for all of eternity with the angels and saints. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.